And check in now with Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen on the U.S. Open. It appears that Clijsters is for real and Nadal is not. Explain.
Well, Clijsters is now the U.S. Open champion, and that's...
Kim Clijsters.
Correct, Kim Clijsters. This is like a flash forward going back to the future in 2005, when the last time that she won. She is now the U.S. Open champion, and she's the Williams killer.
And she's a mom.
Without a doubt.
Indeed. Now, let's talk about the Serena Williams controversial footfall call that, in some sense, cost Serena Williams that semifinal match.
Without a doubt, it cost her the match. The call was controversial. There was only two in the entire tournament. And when you look at the replay, it was inaccurate. So Serena's anger was justified in the sense that it didn't make sense what happened. But everyone's focusing on her anger and her reaction.
And her anger, let's just be clear, cost her a point, right?
Precisely. And it cost her a match point, and that set her up to lose. And I think I'm more interested in a judge making a call of this magnitude at this point in the match. I don't think that should happen. And I think someone should be looking at the judge.
All right. Do you think they will be?
I don't think they will. I don't think that's what happens. But I think that they should investigate and say, is this the type of way that we want to govern tennis matches?
Is there some sort of broader racial question here? McEnroe, I mean, you know, he lipped off to everybody that sat in the chair during his period at the U.S. Open and in all of the tennis matches, Wimbledon especially. He never had a call go against him that was as decisive as this. Will people be saying this is all about Serena?
I think there's definitely a racial question, but there's also a gender question here as well. Mm-hmm. A man can go crazy, can say whatever he wants, and then Serena Williams can go up, and she has one outburst that we can remember. I mean, the other day, Gonzalez...
This is not a pattern of hers at all.
Precisely.
It's
exactly.
A first offense, in a sense.
And she said in her press conference...
And it was a bad call.
And she's like, I've never been in a fight in my life. I don't know what she would be afraid of me for. I mean, obviously, she's one of the best athletes in the world. I would be afraid of her but if she's mad at me, there's probably a reason.
Right. We got to go, but Federer from now on.
It's all about Federer. He's going to play Juan Martín Del Potro, and I think it's all about him and his unbelievable backhand.
Does Potro have a chance?
He definitely has a chance. He's been playing great tennis.
Yeah, well, it'll be great to see him.
Indeed.
Thanks so much, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, talking about the U.S. Open, which the men's final is tonight, right?
Correct.
Thank
Good
you,
morning.
Ibrahim.